Stark, this is dictating on Arlene Clifford. Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Marlene Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D, Arlene Clifford. Arlene is A-R-L-E-N-E. Date of birth 3/3/65, date of visit 10/30/23. Please make a copy for Christopher Larazabal, M.D. Larazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, Larazabal, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Arlene Clifford for primary evaluation. Next, first present illness. This is a 58-year-old lady who had a history for bilateral pneumonia. Was hospitalized in July this year and treated with antibiotics, and was on oxygen for hypoxic respiratory failure. The patient had a chest CT done in July. Which showed multilobar pneumonia on the background of severe emphysema and mild effusions were noted. There was a branching left upper lobe nodule versus mucoid impaction in the bronchus period. The patient has been coughing and brings up a little thick sputum, but denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or myoptosis. She has not been on any home oxygen. She went for a follow-up chest CT on 10/2/23, and it showed a 1.7 centimeter left upper lobe nodule to be largely unchanged. And a new left upper lobe 4 millimeter pulmonary nodule was seen. And there were a few bilateral pulmonary nodules, one measuring up to 8 millimeters, were all unchanged. No mnemonic patches were identified. Period. The patient has lost some weight. She denies any night sweats, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and history for hypothyroidism. A history for hyperthyroidism, for which she had received radioiodine therapy. And presently, not on any thyroid replacement. She also had surgery on her right arm following a motor vehicle accident. And she had a right total hip replacement, left finger repair, and a cyst removal from her jaw. She has been noted to have carotid artery stenosis. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient was a smoker, 0.5 to 1 pack per day. up to 47 years and trying to quit. Alcohol use occasional. She works in housekeeping. Next paragraph, allergies to spiriva. Next. Family history, father died of lung cancer, mother died of old age. I'm sorry, mother died of pancreatic disorder. Next, system review of the patient has fatigue and some weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or heartburn. No chest or jaw pain. She has leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has easy bruising. Denies seizures but has headaches and numbness of the extremities. And memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next. Med list included Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN, Duloxetine 20 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril, Pravastatin 20 milligrams a day, Trazodone 100 milligrams HS, and MBNHS. Next, physical exam. This thinly built middle-aged part, female. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140 by 80, pulse 74, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 119, saturation 95. HE and ear norms phallic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, decreased excursions with distant breath sounds and wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields. Heart is regular, asthma, and S2, no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is left lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. And number 3 is depression. And number 4 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan, patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. So also advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule. If there is any significant uptake in the nodule, so advised that a biopsy of the nodule could be considered. Also advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch and continue the Trelegy Ellipta, 1 puff daily, and the Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. A follow-up visit we arranged here after the PFTs are completed and the PET scan. Thank you for this consultation. Can you also mention, the patient was advised that a bronchoscopy could be done to evaluate the left lung nodules. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Christopher Larazama, LARRAZAVAL, MD.